I just want to finish up by talking about Shannon's channel coding discovery. Well, Shannon, there are two different Shannon results here that we talked about. One that we talked about was about source coding. And in source coding, remember, we had this concept that data can be compressed in general, but only so far. You have bits coming out of a source, and Shannon says you can compress it down to some magic minimum size, which depends on the entropy of the source. Now, this was this discovery of this notion of, you know, of entropy, but not anymore. And in our previous diagrams, we said, imagine now that that goes into the channel and comes out perfectly, and then you decompress it, and you get back exactly what you started with. Well, now we're going to deal with the possibility that the channel is imperfect and what Shannon had to say about that. So here's our channel. Here's the Shannon model. We've got a source. There's a compression process where you code the bits. You send, the coded bits are X, the received bits are Y. They're decoded, and you get back the original symbols. How much you can compress going from S to X was, you know, a function of the entropy. And we had been assuming that X and Y were the same, you know, when we talked about this earlier. So this translates symbols into bits. Bits go through the wire and then get rendered back into symbols. So this is the general picture of the Shannon model. So there's a coding step and a decoding step. Shannon's source coding theorem was the source can be coded so the number of bits per symbol is as close as we wish to the entropy of the source, but no less. That's what the entropy of the source was. Okay. Now we've got the problem that there's noise, which garbles the bits while they're being transmitted. And what does he have to say about that? This is a really quite remarkable thing. So Shannon, this channel coding theorem, okay, has to do with what you can do to reduce the likelihood of errors introduced in the channel that are not detected. All of this, this is really remarkable. All of this is happening back in the 1940s before there was any useful electronic devices at all. This was all worked out mathematically before any of it was engineered. So here he is. So we've got this source and you've got this channel and you've got a destination. The channel could be, as I said, could be radio communication, fiber optic communication, carrier pigeon communication, whatever it is. It's some way of moving bits from one place to another. Okay, and what he proved was that for any channel, there's something called a channel capacity. Right? Verizon will sell it to you. Right? You call Verizon and ask them for a broadband line. And they'll say, you know, do you want the, you know, the 3 megabit, do you want the 500 kilobit dial-up line? Do you want the 3 megabit broadband line? Or do you want the 20 megabit, whatever it is, Fios? What's Fios? Do you know what it is? I don't know. The Fios is a fiber optic, which is much faster. Okay, so those numbers are channel capacities. Or they're what Verizon claims are the channel capacities, which you actually sometimes experience is not what gets advertised, but that's a separate problem. Okay. So there's a number of bits per second you can push down the wire. As long as the source is producing less than C bits per second, messages can be coded, error-correcting coded, so that they will be received at the other end of the channel with arbitrarily low probability of error. Right, so as long as you don't exceed the channel capacity, there's some way by, you know, doing these kinds of Hamming codes and parity codes and fingerprinting and whatever it is, there are lots of variations on these themes, so that you can get the bits through the wire as perfectly as you demand, with as low a probability of error as possible. But if you're producing bits faster than C bits per second, whatever the channel capacity is, it's impossible to transmit bits with low probability of error. The error is just can't be bounded from below. There's always going to be a certain probability. So this is actually it's a surprising result, because the intuition is that you can never really get the probability of error down close to zero. You know, if you slow down, there'll be less of a probability of error. But you can't ever really get it low. And Shannon showed that there was actually this very binary distinction here. Were you transmitting at below the channel capacity, in which case you can get perfect transmission, or as close to perfect as you want? If you're over the channel capacity, there's nothing you can do about it. If the transmission rate is over the channel capacity, there's nothing you can do about it. So this actually is where this notion of channel capacity really came from. You know, there is this magic number connected with any physical medium for transmitting information. You can never be absolutely sure, but, you know, with more complex coding, you can get as close as you want to the channel. So there we are. So here's the whole picture now. Source, coded bits, received bits, decoded message, noise in the system. You introduce some redundancy. First you compress, which squeezes the bits down to close to the entropy. Then you put more bits back in again, but now in order to provide some redundancy. There is error correcting that happens in the channel, and when the message gets received, it gets restored perfectly. So there's a source compression to get it down, source coding which compresses it, error coding which actually makes it a little longer again, but guarantees that it's going to be correctly transmitted through the channel. The errors get detected and corrected by the protocol that's working between the source and destination, and then the source coding gets removed to puff the bits back up again to the original signal. So that's the story. And just to finish with this, if you understand the distinction between these two things, you've got the, if this is the number of bits per symbol from of what the source is producing, you can do fancier and fancier versions of source coding, you know, go beyond Huffman coding and do more and more clever things, do Huffman coding on blocks of two or three symbols, for example, and get very, very close to the entropy, but not below. And in the channel coding case, you've got a certain probability of error, which depends on how the data rate, the rate at which you're putting bits into the channel compares to the channel capacity. As long as you're not putting bits in any faster than the channel capacity can hold, you can get as close as you want to zero probability of error. But if you're trying to put bits in faster than the channel capacity, then you cannot get bounded away from zero in the with the error rate. Okay, so that's the story of how we know that the bits that come out are exactly the same as the bits that went in.